24 past three. Now, billionaire Clive Palmer is claiming he was told by an unnamed Treasury official Queensland Labor will introduce a death tax. Palmer said he'd received a leak that was on the cards for Queensland, to quote him. I was called by a public servant from Treasury, indicated he was looking at that as an option in reducing debt after the election, Palmer said. He was astounded by it, said Clive Palmer. I thought someone should know about it. Now, this comes as the Palaszczuk government repeatedly accused Clive Palmer of lying about this death tax. But Palmer says the death tax denials of senior Labor ministers could not be believed because, now wait for this, you have to be crazy to believe any politician before an election. Now, it was pointed out to Clive Palmer that he was a former politician. He said, well, yes, I'm a former politician. I'm not standing for election. I've got nothing at stake. Of course, Clive Palmer's United Australia Party is running candidates in 55 of the state's 93 electorates and spending up big on advertising. So I don't know if anyone actually believes Clive Palmer when he's got nothing at stake, and you should believe him because he's a former politician. Well, it sounds like at least his party is running pretty hard in this election campaign. Now, Labor State Secretary Julianne Campbell has asked Twitter and Facebook to remove posts and ads from Palmer spruiking the death tax because, as she says, they were lies. And listen to this. This is retiring Labor Minister Kate Jones. She didn't miss Clive Palmer when she was asked about these claims about a death tax.
I mean, this is just Clive Palmer using his millions of dollars to scare the elderly. And quite frankly, what Clive Palmer is doing right now is bullshit. Like, I hate to say it, but it is.
And that was Kate Jones on these claims that Labor has completely rejected about a death tax that they would introduce sometime after October 31 if they do win.